preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show. This is the Trump phenomenon. Once again on display, the Trump phenomenon, that is, magnificently. Last night we didn't get to cover something that was going on right as we were on the air, which is the Trump Media Awards. Boy, that was great. The worst stories of 2017, that was a magnificent presentation by Donald Trump, so we'll touch upon that a little bit tonight. I'm sure you enjoyed that. Something absolutely new. Nobody's ever done it before. CNN garnering more awards than anybody else, although the New York Times got the top spot. Then another great story today, once again, this indefatigable freight train of a president was just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania today. What was the name of that township? He was in North Fayette Township in Pittsburgh, speaking at the H&K equipment plant to a roaring crowd of supporters. That was today. And then other great stories. We talked about the continuing cataclysmic story of the unearthing of smoking gun evidence. We're all out here chomping at the bit, waiting for the release of smoking gun evidence as to the traitors at the top of the FBI and, of course, throughout the DNC. And the I like what Dan Bongino was on the Hannity show. And he referred to it, it's a little bit vulgar, but he was quite right, the Democrat Party. Sean Hannity referred to CNN, the winner of the lousy media awards, the fake news awards, as the Shoal Network. That was pretty good. So we'll cover some of that, and we'll go to your phone calls as well in our brief hour together. We've got one already, I think. Mark in Georgia, I think, is on the line. So we might, Mark, hang on there. We'll go to you as soon as we introduce a little bit of news to talk about here. Let's go to the man himself, the savior of our republic, Donald Trump. Let me see if I can't find his beginning of his presentation here, where he is in North Fayette today. He starts right about here. I think I've got it right here. Let's see here. Well, hang on, I'll turn the volume down here and get the president. Here he is.
It's the hard workers, right? They work, and we love to see it. And they're doing a terrific job for our country. I've come to the great city of Pittsburgh to stand with people, and those people are incredible workers. and to show the world that America is back and that we are coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. And we're making our own product again, and we're opening up our factories again. I mean, you take a look at what's going on where Toyota's coming in. And the other day you just saw Chrysler announce they're moving from Mexico back to Michigan. You don't hear that too often. With a big, big monster factory, going to spend a lot of money. At the center of America's resurgence are the massive tax cuts that I just signed into law. And it's also reform, but I usually just say tax cuts because that's what people, when they don't want to hear about the reform. Believe me, the reform is very important. We don't have to go into it. But the tax cuts are the most significant tax cut, most significant reform in American history, with tremendous tax relief for working families, for small businesses, for big businesses that produce jobs, for just about everybody.
There you go. That was the president starting today. And here, I'll just to give you the 3-minute executive summary, I'll go to the very end of his presentation today. And he reiterates that that theme that we love so much, which is America first. Well, let's rebuild America first, as the singer says, Merle Haggard. Here he is at the end of his presentation today.
America first. We put America first now. We're doing trade deals. We're doing a lot of things that I said we were going to be doing. It's not easy. These other countries have become very, very spoiled with taking advantage of us. But take advantage of us no longer. Because now we want their country. For them, it should be their country first. But for us, it's America first. That's the way it is. So I want to thank the people of the great, great, great state of Pennsylvania. You remember that big night on November 8th.
And let's remember, folks, we're almost at January 20th, that big day, exactly 1 year ago, when the impossible happened. As predicted here on this show, Donald Trump was sworn in as our president after that earlier impossible day, November 8th, to which he was just referring. So that'll be really fun on this weekend. We can celebrate the anniversary, the first anniversary of the greatest presidency in our lives. Let's go with that little bit of intro there, and we've got more news to introduce in a bit. Let's see what's on your mind, Mark, in Georgia. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Sure.
Can you hear? Okay. Please write this down. Dr. Drew Weston. That's like Western, but you drop the R. And he's at Emory University. He did a brain scan study about people that are politically biased. And what he found was whether people are biased to the left or biased to the right, the exact same mental mechanism, that any negative information about a person that is viewed favorably is dismissed without any critical thinking. Okay? It's just as true of people on the left and just as true of people like you. When you say, oh, Trump's doing all these great things, excuse me, when he's making ridiculous accusations about Iran based on, here we go again, who's coming up, where's the actual evidence that Iran has even one nuclear weapon? But here's the thing that's really telling to me, not one single word about Israel's massive nuclear weapons arsenal, and Israel gets American foreign aid illegally because they refuse to even discuss signing the NPT.
Now, Mark.
So
Mark,
we're putting Israel first.
Yeah, no, Mark, hang on. Mark, don't talk
over.
Mark, no, hang on, Mark. Hang on, Mark. That's when my mouth opens, that's a signal for you to close yours. Okay, well, that's good, Mark. Now, we're going to have some fun here. I get where you're going here, okay? You and I are going to have some fun. May I ask you a couple of questions, Mark? First question.
How many more? Okay.
Okay. What? Who did you vote for on November 8th?
I voted for Libertarian because I voted for Libertarian because I couldn't vote Constitutional. Constitutionals couldn't make the ballot. But as for those fraudulent touchscreen voting machines,
so
in this state,
and now let me ask you this:
fraudulent touchscreen voting machines.
No, Mark. Okay. Mark, I just asked you who you voted for, not to...
I voted Libertarian, because both dominant parties are...
I didn't ask you why. I didn't ask you why or for a speech. Now let me ask you this. Mark, let's go to short answers. I'll go to short questions. Now that you've experienced the first year of the Trump presidency, would you vote for him if you had to vote again tomorrow? Would you vote for Donald Trump?
None. Have you ever seen Brewster's Million?
Ask you about Brewster's Million. I asked you whether you would...
Raise my vote for somebody who's going to do more of what got us into this mess. And as long as you're politically biased,
Mark,
just like the other side.
Mark, I'm revealing something about you to the audience. Okay,
well,
you mentioned this guy.
What a mistake you've made in blindly supporting Trump. You're supporting a game of political theatrics that actively avoids, like the
Mark.
Standing by.
Okay,
I'm listening.
Standing by.
Go
okay,
ahead.
So if you, I want the audience to understand a little bit about you. Okay, so if you had to vote again tomorrow, and the choice is between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, you would not vote for Donald Trump. Is that correct?
The answer is none of the above, just like Brewster's Millions.
Like Brewster's Millions. The answer is no, I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. Okay, so Mark, look, I'll tell you what. For 99% of this audience to which you're speaking, you've already told them all they want to know about you. And your degree of common sense. Now, Mark, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your thoughts. And I look forward to another debate with you in the future. All righty. Well, folks, that was fun. And can you believe it? Can you believe it? That somebody who has experienced this first year of Donald Trump, who just found out yesterday that Apple Corporation is bringing $350 billion back into the U.S., which I assure, trust me, no libertarian candidate would have caused that to have happened. $350 billion coming back into the U.S., which works out to, by the way, folks, there aren't 350 million of us in the country, but if there were, that'd be $1,000 for every man, woman, child, baby, and old person in America. That's a lot of dough. And millions of people are going to get all kinds of bonuses. In February, we're going to see increases in our paychecks. But still, Mark would not vote for Donald Trump and all the other incredible things that he has done. All right, that was fun. Let's go to another somebody. I think this might touch upon what you just heard right there. Let's go to this moment here in Sean Hannity show. Dan Bongino is speaking, and listen to what he has to say about this. He's referring really to Mark in Georgia in what he says. Let's see if I can't just nail it right here. Come on, Dan Bongino. I hope I got this right. Let's see if it works. I've got a one man studio here. Let's try again here. Dan Bongino's on the Hannity show, and he's giving his summary, his view of the last year. Here he comes.
You know what, Sean? Getting $1,000 bonus in your paycheck at the end of the year will tend to do that to you. That's a whole lot of crumbs, in case Nancy Pelosi's watching, by the way. But Sean, the most amazing takeaway from this whole thing is not only has President Trump's first year been incredibly consequential and conservative, by the way, it's all been done under an onslaught never seen in modern American history.
An onslaught like the one you just heard from Mark in Georgia, whose whole point was that there are some people who are impervious to evidence. That was his opening point. On the right, on the left, what characterizes these fanatical people, they don't care what the evidence is. They can't be moved from their dogmatic position. Mark, you were displaying that. And Bongino, Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent, guest on the Hannity show, he is talking about really your mentality towards Trump.
a fake, bogus special counsel investigation into a crime that never happened. A unified obstructionist Democrat party that won't do a darn thing to help this guy. A lying media and a bunch of swamp rat rhino Republicans like Judas Jeff Flake out there attacking the president at every opportunity when the triage of needs should be hitting the liberals and saving America. And he still had a great first year. That's two big thumbs up for me.
Awesome. and for me, very well said by Dan Bongino. Here's another good one that came in today. Listen to this one. This is on the same show here, and I think I can get this one. It's amazing what we can do here, all by our lonesome, with the magic of the internet and a mouse. Here it comes again. This is Sebastian Gorka, who was a senior advisor in the White House and who's now a Fox News national security strategist.
Verified by everything we are learning every day from Sarah, from her colleague John, from you, from Greg. Jeff Flake should be concerned with the Stalinist tactics of the Obama administration, not insulting this president who loves his country. What we are seeing is the system...
Not insulting this president who loves his country. Did you hear that, Mark? Now, Sebastian Gorka is a pretty smart guy. He's not an ideologue. You might do well to listen to what he's saying. And he's talking about the very scary nature of this massive story that's about to break big, and we'll get to that in the show, of the takeover at the top, only at the top, but that's what counts, isn't it, of the FBI by people who are committing treason to defeat a candidate before the election and to impeach a candidate after the election.
Automatic targeting of political adversaries using trumped-up intelligence files full of propaganda and using domestic surveillance. We have to use that phrase, Sean. It is the domestic surveillance for political purposes against people who were running against them as their political opponents. That's what communist authoritarian regimes do.
Wow. That's what communist authoritarian regimes do. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a real authority on that matter. And that's what we had going in our country, folks. Had Donald Trump not won this election, we would never have found this out. We would never have even known that this was being done to us. You've seen the movie, what's that movie, where everybody's unconscious and they don't know what's being done to them. Their whole reality is being manipulated. The Matrix. We were all in the Matrix in this matter. Did not know that this was being done to us. We were oblivious. Donald Trump pulled the lid off of this, and we've seen these rotten people. Now, more good news. Thanks to Donald Trump. You can thank him, Mark, in Georgia. And by the way, these are all very libertarian things that Donald Trump is delivering. If your enthusiasm, Mark, is for libertarianism, well, Donald Trump is rescuing some basic principles of libertarian thinking, such as the rule of law, which was going to be a goner without Donald Trump. And all those I'm a third-party guy myself with the American Freedom Party. I'm one of the directors of the American Freedom Party. But we're a little tiny party, and we accomplished some good things, like this radio show, supporting something really huge, which is Donald Trump. Something that's winning, that's saving our country. It's not just a hobby. It's not just something we do to be right or feel good about ourselves. Donald Trump is saving our people. Wow. That's new. That's different. Maybe it takes a few years to get used to it, that it's actually happening. Here's this headline. Speaking of Stalinist, saving us from the Stalinists, there's a great patriot here, Representative Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, Republican of Florida, Thursday on the Fox Business Network. Matt Gaetz drops a bombshell. We'll be right back with that. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I've been thinking about our fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame.
We're back. And let me clip you now, a third clip. This is a bombshell. This is Representative Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z of Florida, and he's speaking in the Capitol building. He's being interviewed on Fox. Listen to what he has to say.
Me now, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida. This is new. You just got this document. What does it say, and why are you more concerned about this than the continuing resolution vote tonight?
Well, Liz, the allegations contained in this important intelligence document go to the very foundations of our democracy, and they require an immediate release to the public, in my opinion. Unfortunately, I cannot talk about the specific facts contained within this memo. I can only share my observation that if the American people knew what was happening, if they saw the contents of this memo, a lot would become clear about the information that I've been talking about on television for the last several months. And so I am calling on our leadership to immediately hold a vote on the floor of the House to make public the key contents of this intelligence memo regarding the FBI, the Department of Justice, and President Trump.
Would you recommend in calling for this vote that it supersede the vote on the continuing resolution tonight, be part of it? How would that work?
We could do them simultaneously. At any time, the leadership could put on the floor a measure that would allow us to release to the public the critical allegations. And I cannot stress how important they are in this memo. And
Now, just pause that for a moment, folks. This voting is going on right now as we speak in the House and Senate concerning the continuing resolution on the budget. We could talk about that in a different moment. But just to give you the idea, this is the bombshell information that we've been alluding to on this show that I haven't seen, that you haven't seen, but Matt Gaetz has seen it. And he is shaken by it. So much so. When is the last time you saw this? He is speaking in the rotunda there of the Capitol with all those statues behind him, saying, this has to come out tonight. It's that critical. Let's listen to him some more.
Put that on the floor at any time. They could do it simultaneous with the continuing resolution or immediately before or after.
I know you cannot discuss the top secret contents, but can I ask you a general question? Does it, articulate some type of horrific privacy abuses on American citizens?
Well, I cannot discuss the specifics that are contained in the memo, but folks who have been paying attention and watching what Congressman Jordan and Congressman DeSantis and others have been talking about on television and in the Judiciary Committee would likely find the contents of this memo very interesting, very revealing, and just essential to the way our government interacts with the duly elected President of the United States. This is no small measure. It is just as important as keeping the government open through the weekend, and we need to have a vote on it immediately.
Well, do you now regret having voted yes to extend the FISA, the so-called Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Program?
Well, I don't regret that vote because I think that there is a tremendous amount of helpful intelligence that comes through the 702 program, and I don't want to handcuff the brave men and women who are out there on the front lines working on behalf of our interests all over the world. In the legislation that reauthorized that program, there were some very significant reforms that changed the warrant process and the due process for Americans. I think that will improve FISA, but I can tell you, we really need to get this information into the public square that until today has only been available to members of Congress. One final note, Liz. Every Democrat on the Intelligence Committee voted against making this information available to members of Congress. Every Republican voted for it. So I think that when it comes to who's protecting transparency, it's the Republicans. We want this information available for the American people.
Wow, folks. Wow. The House Intelligence Committee, Matt Gaetz, every Republican said, get this to us, the people. Every Democrat said, no. And Matt Gaetz wants it put on the floor of the House of Representatives. And there's where we come in, folks. You can let your congressman know, hey, I want to see that intelligence memo that Matt Gaetz is talking about that's in the House Intelligence Committee. I want to see it. And, of course, we do. You can hear it in Matt. You hear what Matt Gaetz is saying. It's vital. It's vital to the existence of our nation that we see this information. Clearly, and he can't give specifics, but it's easy to connect the dots. It's a tremendous threat to our very existence as a nation. He described the relationship between the FBI and the DOJ, the holdovers at the top, against the duly elected president, Donald Trump. In other words, and I'll just, I'm putting my own thoughts into this. This is the coup d'etat. This is the overthrowing of your government. This is the negation of your vote. This is the destruction of America. So, hear to Matt Gaetz, who got this onto Fox. I'm sure it didn't appear on CNN or any of the other fake news networks, but we're getting a little bit of it out right here on this network. You can call in during the break here, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. Like the show.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks.
There's battle lines being drawn.
Thanks for tuning us in. We've got the great John in Missouri holding on the line. We'll get to you in just a moment, John. I just found out something here. Matt Getz, I didn't know this. I learned so much during the show, especially during the breaks. I was clicking away here on Matt Getz. He would now be my congressman if I were still living on the Redneck Riviera. Some of you may know where the Redneck Riviera is. Do you? It's right there on the Gulf Coast of the Florida Panhandle. I used to live in Panama City Beach. Beautiful white sand, snowy white sand. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they call it. And it crunches like the snow. When I walk through the snow here in North Dakota, that's where I am. It sounds just like the beach at Panama City Beach and the emerald water there. But Matt Getz is the congressman, and he is on. I'm trying to figure out, through which committee has he gotten access to this top secret document? I'm guessing he is a member of the U.S. House Armed Services Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. Maybe it's through that membership that he's seen this intelligence memo And he says it's been championed, it's been talked about by people like Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes. Now, here are the key committees, folks, that are going to blow this the lid off of this thing, and it is going to affect everybody. And this is going to be a volcano that's going to erupt under the left wing and under the traitors at the top of our former government. These committees, the House Committee on Oversight, chaired by Trey Gowdy, look out. And people on that committee include Jim Jordan of Ohio, look out. Paul Gosar of Arizona, G-O-S-A-R. These are names you haven't heard, probably, but you're going to be hearing them. These are heroes. Mark Meadows of North Carolina, another hero in our republic. And these heroes are in the House. They're not in the Senate. We have a few heroes in the Senate, but not many. People like Tom Cotton of Arkansas. The Senate is a fairly cowardly organization that is a big, big problem for freedom in America. But the House has some real heroes, and especially on the Freedom Caucus. Ron DeSantis of Florida. Then we have another committee. This other committee that's doing a great, great job is the, it's like a long name here, the United States House Permanent Select Committee on, the only word you need to remember, intelligence. The Intelligence Committee in the House. And this is chaired by Devin Nunes of California, in the Bakersfield area, Devin Nunes. And names on that committee, Trey Gowdy, also on that committee of South Carolina. And these folks, a majority of the members on these committees are Republicans, a strong majority on both committees. And he mentioned that in the Intelligence Committee today, all the Republicans, and 2, 3, 6, I can't count them right here that quickly, but they're considerably more Republicans than Democrats, all voted to release this intelligence memo. The Democrats, headed by this real dirtbag, Adam Schiff of California. Let's see if I recognize any other names on that committee. No, Adam Schiff is the one whose name we've heard. These dirtbags do not want this intelligence memo released. We are going to demand that it be released. It's our information. It's our government. And if treason's being committed against us, it's we who are entitled to know that. So wonderful by Matt Gaetz. And he is from the First District of Florida, which I think it's the same district that was once represented. Can you believe this? Joe Scarborough, if you can believe this, I think he was the U.S. Congressman, Republican, right, in name only, from that district until he had some problems with his infidelities, and that blew him out of the House of Representatives, and then he became the really dirty dirtbag that he is now on television. Let's go to John in Missouri. John, how are you doing this fine day?
Hey, I'm doing great, James. That fellow that called in, I understand his passion. I looked into the that Libertarian Party, and they stand for open borders. And that by itself eliminates them from any vote I could possibly cast for them.
Yeah,
they have some good ideas, but open borders does not make a country.
Yeah, and of course, with open borders, you can forget anything libertarian. If we had open borders and the third world flooded into our country, folks, how much of a libertarian party do you think there is in Guinea-Bissau or Gabon or Nigeria or Niger or Bolivia or, you name it, folks, Bangladesh? How much of a libertarian party do you think there is in Bangladesh? If you can find a single person who's ever read a libertarian book in Bangladesh, I'd be surprised. So,
or maybe any kind of book at all.
Okay. Yeah, Mark in Georgia, you know, the Libertarian Party there are good libertarian ideas out there. There are some good economic thoughts and so on, but there's no patent that the Libertarian Party has on them. There's just some economic common sense about how a free market works and so on. But the Libertarian Party didn't invent this. Donald Trump...
What they don't realize
Yep.
What they don't think about was on November 8th, there was two people running. You know, there was a space there. You could have rode anybody in, but there was two people running, Hillary and Donald. And Hillary's, I keep thinking about what was her platform. Her only platform was, I'm a woman. Ain't it time to be or have a woman president?
I didn't hear anything
come out of her. That's all she said.
Well, yeah. And
I'm a woman.
Well, yeah, that was one drum she was beating a lot. But she espoused really a very communist platform and would have, you know, instituted that. So a vote, you know, to withhold his vote from Donald Trump. That's why I gave him the out. I said, well, now that you've had a year of Donald Trump, now that he's saved your bacon, what was his name, Mark, in Georgia, would you vote for him if you had a chance today, if it were against the same Hillary? And he wouldn't do it. So that, to me, that bespeaks a real absence of common sense. And, you know, it's beyond me. I can't fathom how somebody who believes in, you know, any principles of freedom could, you know, come to that conclusion.
Well,
but John, you know,
remember it's our country too, James. You know, if you want a communist country, go find you one. But that ain't what this country was built on.
Well, you know, a lot of people.
Perfect.
Yeah, a lot of now this pertains to the you know, some people on the right, is that a lot of what we have done over the decades has been so outside the realms of power. We have been so much frozen out in the cold, that the things that we do have been fairy tales, fantasy. So there's a hobby element to what some folks have been doing, and I don't blame them for this, because it's the situation at the top has been so rotten. There was no access to the halls of power, so it was kind of a hobby. But what maybe Mark has fallen into this a little bit. This is now real. We're not in the realm of fantasy land. This is real. Donald Trump really is the president, and he really does believe in America first, and he really did just increase the value of the stock market by $7 trillion in 1 year. That's over a third of our entire national debt. This is incredible. This is not fantasy land. $350 billion being brought back into the country. And this was achieved, what, 1 week after, or was it 1 or 2 weeks after the tax cut? The Apple Corporation, I mean, that's a rather big decision, isn't it? If you're sitting on three, what does that mean, folks? It means that Apple and Tim Cook, the CEO, was sitting on $350 billion sitting in foreign bank accounts, doing nothing for America, earning no interest for America, no investment in America. $350 billion, more than $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. For a family of four, more than $4,000 of your money. That's not Tim Cook's money. Apple got that money on income sales of iPhones to you in America. But the money is being held offshore. Why? Because of the policies of people like Obama and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. In a matter of weeks, what he did was such an earthquake that Tim Cook and the board of directors of Apple, the biggest, the most valuable publicly held corporation on planet Earth, you get it? Mark, this is real, okay? They sat down at a meeting and they said, all right, this is huge. Let's get our $350 billion back into the U.S. When? Now. Pronto. So that we can say to the American people, we get it. Donald Trump made it possible for us to bring this money back into the country without being, and here's a libertarian principle, that money, one reason they were holding it offshore was the tax scheme was such a double taxing, gouging scheme that of their $350 billion to bring it back into the country, they might have had to lose half of it to the tax man. They're now able to bring it in. Yeah, they're able to bring it back in now with, you know, losing, you know, it's a very small percentage. I think it's something like $35 billion they'll pay in taxes. And the rest of that money is coming back into the country. They're going to be open. And they're hiring 20,000 new people. Right on, right away. 20,000. That is humongous.
James, is that fella had a job. He wasn't one of the people that didn't have a job. He was probably sitting pretty good. And these people are going to have to quit with all the emotions, you know.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's only just beginning. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm still a big fan of Mr. Trump. I don't think he's perfect, but he's so much better than what we've had.
Yeah.
It ain't even debatable.
Yeah.
What Hillary had done. It just scares me to think about what would happen if Hillary had got elected.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
I'll get off the phone. James, it's always good to talk to you, and see you later.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you. Let's go to another of our stalwarts, George, in Texas. You're on the air, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
One thing I have a little concern, they're deploying ICE agents into Northern California, especially around San Francisco. I have a feeling it's going to get real ugly because the state is telling the police, their police officers, who are sworn to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the land, that if you assist immigration, that you're going to be prosecuted.
Yeah, here's where I think that's going to go. Police, police have a long, long tradition of patriotism. It's hard to make that go away. Very hard to turn any police department into a bunch of rotten lefties. I don't know that any city's ever managed to do that. So I suspect that the cops in just about any big city, including San Francisco, are actually overwhelmingly patriotic. And when they're finally, I think what has to happen is that Jeff Sessions' Department of Justice has to indict some mayors, some city councilmen, some people, some sanctuary cities, Looney Tunes, indict them for... Chiefs of police are political appointments. So sure, that's not a cop, that's a political appointment in many cases. Yes, indict these people, send them to jail, and free these departments up. Once they're freed up, Donald Trump, coast to coast, Rudy Giuliani said it. He said, I'm surrounded by cops all the time. My whole life, my whole career is in and among cops, security, and all this kind of stuff. He said, I've never met a cop in this campaign yet who didn't support Donald Trump. He never met a single cop who didn't support Donald Trump. So once these political hacks are taken off their necks, the poor police, you know, they are in a situation where if they follow their natural instincts to uphold the Constitution and to protect our people, yes, they can lose their jobs. And, of course, that's terrifying. So they have to go along to get along. They have to do
it. You know, the thing is, if I were the president, and I think I should put us on the White House comment line, I said, President Trump should tell the police officer, the law enforcement out in California, he sits there and goes, if you get fired for upholding the law, we will back you up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that very much. There was a story today in the news. There was a three-tour veteran, I think, of Iraq, who he tweeted out onto the internet. He said, what's the name of that woman? Was it Maxine Waters or somebody who said she wasn't going to show up for Donald Trump's State of the Union address? And he said, well, can I have her seats? So I can tell people how grateful, and this was a black guy, how grateful we African Americans are for what President Trump has done for our people. I thought that was very cool. This guy saying, can I have Maxine Waters seats? That goes along to your idea of, hey, if you're department's going to attack you, Mr. or Mrs. Policeman, we'll back you up, and we'll protect your job. Maybe we'll find you a different job, you know, but we'll back you up. I like that very much, and
another thing about black America, I'm starting to notice a lot are going over Trump, but a lot of people are starting, you know, resisting the fact that they've been duped, they've been suckered, they've been deceived. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't really want to know your wife's really cheating on you type of thing. And the thing is, and they're resisting. I hope, like, that that defense goes down, knowing, you know, the truth may set you free, but it's not always going to make you happy. You know what I
well,
mean?
Well, yeah, this has been brainwashing, pure and simple. The paradigm here is that the media, and this is where Donald Trump has ripped the mask off of a media that was nothing but a lying machine. It was an adjunct to the Democratic Party, an adjunct to the Marxist cadre in America, pawning itself off as a actual news medium, which it has actually never been in our lifetimes. We got a break here. A chance for somebody else to get in a call. George, as always, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When this war is over, it will be but a death. When this war is over,
welcome back, folks.
It will be
a we're in our last segment here. We got one more caller. David in California. David, we're going to get to you in just a moment. I want to throw one more news item on the bonfire here, and that is the touching on our international scene, which we cover on this show very much because we like to make the point that we're a white family. That's what we are. And it's a worldwide family, and we have to stick up for each other, look out for each other, pay attention, stay informed about what's happening to our white kinsmen in other nations. And in this instance, I'm going to talk about Belgium for just a moment. 11 million of us living there in Belgium. Some of our ancestral lines here in America go back to homes in Belgium. And here is the story. Get this out of Belgium, and then I'll go to you, David, in California. Migrant crisis, reported at Breitbart. 77% of Belgians, quote, no longer feel at home. What? And this is a poll, a survey that was done by a left-wing organizations and a left-wing newspaper. These are left-wingers who conducted the survey, and yet here are the results. The massive rise in the proportion of Muslim migrants in Belgium has resulted in two-thirds of Belgians feeling that their nation is being increasingly invaded, according to a new study. This sentiment was especially marked among respondents to the detailed survey aged 65 and over. 84% of whom likened the influx of migrants and refugees to an invasion. Overall, two-thirds of the 4,800 people polled believe there are, quote, too many immigrants in Belgium. And 77% of them said today, they agreed with today, we no longer feel at home as we did before. Wow. And this was a left-wing group that did the whole survey, and the left-wingers, I won't get into this. That's the takeaway right there, is that our cousins in Belgium, it's not our country anymore. So what do they want to do? What are they ready for? They're ready for the Belgian Donald Trump, who's going to make Belgium great again. Let's go with that thought. Let's go to David in California. David, we got to make California great again. Is there any hope? Come in, David.
I don't know if there is or not. But I was, when you were talking to the other guy, I think it was the last caller, but it reminded me of when you talked about maybe going after some of these government officials, particularly in California, or maybe just any sanctuary. But there's this, I look at Stephen Molyneux once in a while, and he had this woman called Katrina Reddell.
David, I apologize. We're going to run out of time. Hit your big point real quick.
They're suing. There's a guy named William Becker with FreedomX .com, and they're going to try to sue the city for not protecting the kids that got beat up from the so-called Antifa freedom people, so-called.
Beautiful.
That's
beautiful. That's a beautiful line of attack, is that we as citizens can sue these clowns and traitors who parade themselves as our leaders or government servants. We can sue them for endangering our kids. That's beautiful. Good thought on which to end, David. Thank you, David. And thank you. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. We'll be back here tomorrow night from 9 to 10 Eastern Time with the Trump phenomenon. So long for now.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.